Under a plan prepared by the Office of State Employment Relations, most state agencies will temporarily close on certain days to save money. 4 days this year and next are designated furlough days. They're either next to or on federal holidays. And on those days, entire agencies may close. 4 additional unpaid days off this year will be determined by each agency. Jennifer Donnelly, head of employment relations, says that way there's flexibility.
It's really a framework for the agencies to start building their furlough plans. We're giving them a number of options so that they have the flexibility to meet their operational needs and to deal with their employee needs as well.
State workers will not be able to take more than one furlough day in a given week. That way, the state limits the number of people who'd be able to claim unemployment. The furloughs, along with rescinded pay raises of 2%, are expected to save $224 million. Wisconsin's budget deficit is more than $6 billion. Without the furloughs, administration officials say there might have to be an additional 1,200 to 1,500 state workers laid off. All state workers are subject to 16 furlough days over the next biennium, including those employees paid with federal funds. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.